When Raga da Silva started this exercise group, it didn't just provide a social network of new friends, it might just have saved her life. Raga was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes 3 years ago and given 3 years to live if she didn't change her lifestyle. The disease has affected several members of her family, so she knew she had to act.
I had seen family members, I had seen people very close to me either dying or losing parts of their bodies very young. And I went into a deep depression, but I decided that I wasn't going to be that person, you know. So I took charge, I retuned my thinking, I started eating better.
Raga's commitment to a healthier lifestyle has meant she's now in remission from her diabetes. But one leading charity says the disease is getting dangerously out of control. Diabetes UK says latest figures show the number of people with type 2 diabetes has risen by almost 60% in just 10 years. It says there are over 3.3 million people in the UK with type 2 diabetes and estimates there are another 590,000 undiagnosed cases. They fear that without intervention, up to 5 million people will have the disease by 2025.
For the almost 4 million people in this country who already have diabetes, we need much more effective patterns of care and support for them.
As well as the exercise, Raga's Use It to Lose It group also swap healthy eating tips. Several of the women are very much aware of the dangers of diabetes.
My daughter was diagnosed with diabetes and it was a juvenile borderline case. So I had to be really careful with her. And I realized that it was very important for me to set an example of losing weight.
So many people, as we get older, so many people I know have gotten sicker, gotten bigger, gotten sicker, and you know, there's a lot of complaints about, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that anymore. I don't want to be like that.
Diabetes UK say the vast majority of type 2 diabetes cases are entirely avoidable. And if more people took the same lifestyle choices as these ladies, they would not only have a much longer and healthier life, they could save the NHS millions of pounds a year. The warning from Diabetes UK is that unless more people change their lifestyles and the government do more to prevent and treat diabetes, the disease could eventually destroy the NHS. Fraser Maude, Sky News.